Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission. I am your host, Antoine Taylor, and I am so happy that you're here. I am blessed that you're here. I am blessed and highly favored. And I hope that you feel the same. I hope that you are doing well. And I hope that your family is doing well. I hope that everything you are doing, God is prospering. All right. Well, let's get right into it, guys. I am coming from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." We think about this all the time, right? You think about the will of God. What is the will of God? How do we determine the will of God? And so the scripture says, in order for us to determine the will of God, we must be transformed. I don't know about you, but being transformed means that I have to be different. It means that I have to go a different way. I have to do things differently. But it gives us a definition: be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Where do I renew my mind? The only place as a Christian, as a believer, that we can renew our mind is through the Word of God. Okay, so it says, do not conform to the pattern of the world. So obviously the world has its way, right? God has His way. The world has its way. There are many different perspectives when it comes to God's will. We all have our own intimate interpretation. However, the Bible gives us a true understanding of what God's will is. One of my daily devotionals, and Hannah Smith says, "Give God entire control." What does that mean? See, we talk about wills, right? And so if you're not careful, it's easy to think that you are doing God's will, but you have a place in your heart that you won't let go. So it's easy to say, again, we want to give God entire control. It's one of those things that it says easy, but it does hard. We often desire and long for God to direct us. However, there is something in us that wants some buy-in, right? We want to keep things, and we don't want to give them to God. We want to have say-so on what God can do in our lives. Listen, when we find a way to hold on to something, we are telling God that this is more important than Him. This is more important than what He has for us. And so we have to understand, this is where we find disobedience. This is where we find disappointment. This is where we find discouragement. And it leads, the ending is rebellion. And then after rebellion, it's you're cut off. It's death. And so let's just really understand the enemy's tactic here. The enemy's tactic is to make our ways higher than God's ways. Let me say that again. The enemy's tactic is to make our ways higher than God's ways. If he can get us to think our ways are better than God's, this is the beginning of deception. And so when you're deceived, right, you don't believe the truth. When you're deceived, you have no idea what to do. You are thinking, I am in God's will, but I'm far away from God. That's scary, guys. See, the truth is, we don't really find God's ways until we give him total control and we allow him to own it. See, a lot of the times we own our own ways and we want to do what we want to do. Therefore, God is not in control. And so he can be in control if we allow him to be in control, but we choose to do things on our own. We choose to remove him and replace him with our ways instead of his ways. And that's scary. But for some odd reason, we feel as though if we pray, if we fast, then God should answer us in the most convenient way. Really, this is not the case. We shouldn't do that, because when we do that, we put an ultimatum with God and saying, if I do this, I'm expecting this. And so we have to understand, when we have an anticipation, it should not be for what's convenient for us, but the anticipation should be to know his ways. And how do we know his ways? Let's go back to the scripture. It says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so we have to renew our mind and renew our thoughts in order to change our anticipation so that we can know his ways, we can find him and make his ways known in our lives. In this case, God can answer whatever he wants. When we think, hey, I want God to do this for me because I prayed. I want God to do this for me because I fasted. Right. This is not the reason why we do what we do. The reason why we fast is so that we can get God's heart. We can decrease and he increase. And so that way we can hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. And so our minds are fixed on the way we want to think. And we think he should elaborate the way we want him to elaborate. In return, this is causing us to miss God, right? It causes us to miss when he really is speaking, because we have an anticipation for something that we want, and our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts. So we miss out on God because we're looking in the wrong direction. Many of us live here. I've lived here, guys. I've lived here. Experience here, right? But what we have to understand is this is where we get disappointed, because we have an expectation of one thing or another, and it causes us to miss or knowing, hearing God's heart, guys. We want to hear God's heart. It's not about us, right? We want to hear God's heart. And when we hear God's heart, that means that we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Okay. So when we do this, when we change our posture, we repent and we look for God. When we look and find his position, when we desire the presence of Jesus, when we desire his heart, we begin to change. We begin to hear him. We begin to know him. We begin to know his will, right? Because we're spending time with him and we're not looking for him to do it our way. We're looking for him to do it his way. Listen, this is a mystery in hearing from the Lord and knowing his will. The secret begins with us giving him total control and seeking him by meditating on what he's already said. Is there something in you and something in your life that you haven't seen come to pass yet? Don't be discouraged. Be reminded he knows the day and the hour. Be reminded that before he formed you in the belly, he knew you. He set you apart. Be reminded that he has called you, and those he called, he also justified, and those he's justified, he's also glorified. See, God is not slow, but he knows the right time to give us good gifts. And so you have to understand that God's will, His perfect will is better than what you think. His will is better than what you have planned. His will is better than your own expectations. His will is better than everything that you can imagine. And if you can get to a place where you allow God to be the center of what you do, when you can get to a place where you allow your anticipation to be His presence and not what you want, but you, when you get to the posture and you say, "No, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. All of the glory is yours. And teach me your ways so that I may know you and find favor with you." Let me pray for you. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, not mine, but yours. Lord, we pray right now, anybody who has an anticipation or wants things to happen when they want it to happen, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we say, we repent, Lord. We come to our knees and we say, "Lord, let your will be done. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Lord, we pray for every person with that anticipation of something that they think or they're hoping to see happen, Lord. We ask, Lord, whatever you want, we want, Lord, whatever you want to happen, we ask for you to make it happen. Lord, we ask for the anticipation of your presence, not the anticipations of something that we want. Lord, we ask for your presence. We ask, Holy Spirit, come. And we ask, transform our minds, Lord God. Let us renew our minds, Lord, by your word. Father, let us pray your word. Let us speak your word. Let us live your word, because your word is truth. Lord, we bind up every person that's going through that in their mind. We bind that spirit up and we say, Spirit of the Holy Spirit, come. And we ask right now, Lord, that you give us the mind of Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, and we anticipate, Lord, your will. We thank you for your will. We lay down our lives. We lay down our will, Lord, for your will. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor today. In Jesus' name. Amen.